We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, February 21st. We'll take a look at our full forecast for the weekend coming up in just a few minutes with temperatures warming up a little bit. Kansas lawmakers are debating stripping parental rights from men who commit rape.
According to government statistics, hundreds of thousands of women are raped or sexually assaulted each year. Sarah Russ Martin with the Kansas Coalition of Sexual and Domestic Violence tells KSN News the bill would give mothers the option of removing parental rights from the father in cases of rape.
This victim is not only has it just experienced probably the most traumatizing event of their life, but now they have to consider whether they want to take the chance to have to co-parent with this person. So under the current law, we don't have protections. And so if that person may never come back, that rapist may never come back and want custody, but they could.
The bill would also allow children to collect inheritance even if parental rights were terminated. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Nevada caucuses are tomorrow.
Nevada's Democratic Caucus has a total of 36 pledged delegates, and it's organized by the state Democratic Party. It starts at noon local time tomorrow, and like Iowa's caucus, participants form presidential preference groups with delegates awarded based on group size. Voters may register or change party affiliation on caucus day. According to the Nevada Independent, more than 36,000 voters opted to cast early ballots earlier this week, and those results will be sent to precincts where they will be factored into tomorrow's count during the caucus. Republican Party of Nevada opted to cancel its caucus with a vote back in September. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Maybe you noticed an odd smell in the city of Wichita yesterday. That might have been coming from the abandoned Treatco dog food plant in North Wichita. Fire crews responded to the call of a fire at the building in the 2300 block of North Broadway shortly before 4 in the morning yesterday. Fire continues to burn, but because the building has been deemed unsafe, fire crews are battling that blaze from the outside. KSN News spoke with Wichita Fire Marshal Stu Bevis.
Our hope is that the fuel loads that are being involved right now will burn out, and then it will basically put itself out.
This is the third fire at this building since 2011. Officials say there's no need to call 911 to report the smell. A key House committee warned of Russian interference in this year's election, according to reports.
Republicans and Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee were briefed last week about ongoing efforts by the Russian government to boost President Trump's reelection campaign. The New York Times and other outlets report President Trump berated outgoing Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire about that briefing, complaining it could be used by Democrats against him. A spokesperson for the DNI declined to comment. President Trump announced McGuire would be replaced as acting Director of National Intelligence by current Ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell. Grenell says the president will announce a nominee for the full-time job sometime soon. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple says civic engagement is something he hopes to foster throughout the city, but he says he can't personally solve every problem.
For example, on Facebook today, I'm getting people posting on my wall about street conditions, and it seems like they want me to go out there in a plow truck and actually fix the streets. And my job is to let them know that their best bet to get immediate assistance is to contact the right department.
He says he also hopes to empower people who want to make a difference to get involved with neighborhood associations. Amazon looking to crack down on third-party products related to the coronavirus.
Amazon earlier this week has notified third-party sellers on its platform that it was taking down any listings claiming to be a treatment, a cure, or a remedy for the coronavirus. Sellers, of course, you can imagine, have been attempting to sell products based on the fears of people and their worries over the coronavirus, trying to make money there. Amazon saying that they're taking down these listings. One of the listings claimed to meet the criteria of the CDC to, quote, use against the coronavirus, things like surgical masks, vitamins, books, all sorts of things. They are taking this down.
That's Tracy Carrasco with Fox Business. This crackdown, the latest in a string of investigations into counterfeit products that have been made available for purchase on Amazon. Researchers curious about diets from different parts of the world.
Amazon earlier this week has notified third-party sellers on its platform that it was taking down any listings claiming to be a treatment, a
what
cure,
you eat
or a
really seems to matter when it comes to your physical and mental health. Two new studies back that up. One study looks at the Mediterranean diet, which is heavy on fruits and vegetables, fish, nuts, and olive oil, and light on meat, dairy, and saturated fats. It finds that older adults who stay on the Mediterranean diet for 1 year are healthier, with improvement in their digestive system, brain function. The second study digs into a typical Western diet, high in fat, sugar, and processed food. Young adults, generally healthy eaters, were tested, but after a week of fast food, these people did worse on memory tests. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A salvage firm wants to go back into the wreckage of the Titanic.
The RMS Titanic Company wants to retrieve the radio used to make distress calls in the chaotic moments after the doomed legendary ship hit an iceberg in April of 1912. It's asking a federal court in Virginia for permission to revisit the wreckage on the North Atlantic floor. The excavation of the Marconi radio would require the company to remove a part of the historic ship's deckhouse to access an area that housed the device. This amid concerns that the remains of the Titanic are rapidly deteriorating. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Our full weather forecast is on the way, and the wit and wisdom of Earl Pitts on this Friday. KNSS News Time is 6:06. It's 6:12 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, all morning long here on the Friday morning commute. We'll keep you updated with traffic. Jad Chambers will keep you informed. Jad?
And we've had a traffic accident, and this was up on K96. And it was at Woodlawn. And which direction was that again, Ted?
They said it was westbound K96, yeah. At Woodlawn.
I was pretty sure westbound. So, yeah, westbound K96. At Woodlawn, a traffic accident there. Watch for a slowdown in the area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into this February weekend. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Temperatures fell into the teens across south central Kansas, and as cold high pressure gradually moves on off to the east, we will break away from the chilly air mass, with temperatures climbing into the mid-40s this afternoon. Clear overnight and not as cold, our low near 30, partly cloudy, breezy, and 55 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we are under a clear sky. It's pretty cold, 15 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 45 as we head into this February weekend. It's a baseball weekend, Shocker baseball season home opener for the Shocks this weekend at X Stadium against Texas Southern, and it's the first home games in the new Eric Wedge era at Wichita State. So we'll have the Shockers with afternoon games today, tomorrow, and Sunday at X Stadium to get the Eric Wedge off to a nice start in his first home games as the new Shocker head coach.
And I imagine they've had enough time since yesterday's snow that they're going to have everything ready, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Artificial turf. It's no problem.
Yeah.
Getting that cleared off. It's 6:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A sheriff's office in Virginia says that a property owner held a suspect accused of stealing goats from his farm at gunpoint until the authorities arrived. Yep, the deputies responded to the call from the farmer who was holding a thief in the middle of a field on his land. The farmer tells deputies his wife discovered their goats had been let out of their pen that night. He found the suspect hiding in his field. 19-year-old suspect had three goats tied up next to his truck. Suspect charged with animal larceny, among other charges. A social media sensation dubbed the Leaning Tower of Dallas was born when a portion of a building survived an implosion last weekend in Dallas. After the implosion Sunday did not bring down the core of the 11-story former Affiliated Computer Services building, the online jokes and photos began, many inspired by the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy. Folks began posting photos showing themselves, you know, where you pretend to prop up the lopsided tower with the, you know, perspective and the camera and everything.
Yeah.
One Twitter user quipped, "Oops, an implosion masterpiece." Another asks, "Who needs Pisa? We have the Leaning Tower of Dallas." That's, you know, when we brought down the Alice Hotel, no such problems.
Yeah.
It all came down in downtown.
When I saw pictures of this thing, I was looking after, of course, the whole thing had taken off on social media, and I was thinking, yeah, I guess that's kind of funny, but seriously, looks like that thing's just going to kind of crumble.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look like it's very sturdy.
Nah.
Yeah. 3 days, no verdict for the jury considering Harvey Weinstein's fate. During yesterday's discussions, the panel focused on the testimony of Annabella Sciorra, the Sopranos. A star says Weinstein raped and sexually assaulted her in the mid-1990s. The panel already looked at emails that Weinstein sent about her, including ones to a private Israeli spy agency he allegedly used to dig up dirt on would-be accusers. Prosecutors say the emails were sent 3 years ago. Reporters were looking into Weinstein's dealings with women at that point. That fall, Vanity Fair published an article that broke the Weinstein scandal, leading to his being fired from the company he co-founded and ousted from the Motion Picture Academy. The jury has asked to rehear parts of her testimony. That jury reconvenes today. We're getting more details about what happened to a prominent family therapist who was once engaged to comedian Drew Carey. Police in L.A. say Dr. Amy Hardwick appears to have been strangled before she was threw off a third-floor balcony of her Hollywood Hills apartment. An ex-boyfriend is facing charges. In the meantime, CBS has canceled The Price is Right for the week as Drew Carey continues to mourn her death. CBS is looking to create a confluence of its streaming services. The network and its parent company, Viacom, announcing a new service will combine the current all-access stream with content from the corporate daddy's other outlets. The new stream will feature movies from Paramount, programming from all the Viacom-owned channels like MTV, BET, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, Smithsonian. No immediate word on when that new streaming outlet will be launched. They don't have a name for it yet either.
It seems like every one of the big companies out there, especially the entertainment companies, are all trying to pull any of the things that exist under their umbrella of distributors.
Yeah, exactly what they're doing.
To put together into streaming packages. And the problem is that's separating everything and making it way more expensive for your average consumer who's going to have to make it.
They don't care about the consumer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's all about getting the bottom line boosted up.
Yeah, it's just very annoying.
Convenience, yeah, it's all getting spread out like spilled.
Especially for people like me who years ago, I cut cord. I don't have cable television anymore. And for the longest time, that was really effective. That was a decent way to go. But anymore, it almost seems like it isn't.
Yeah, they've started to separate it all out. It is 6:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in sports. We'll start out with Shocker men's basketball last night at Koch Arena. Wichita State hosting South Florida. And Wichita State relying on its inside senior, Jaime Echenique, getting the job done last night. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl with the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Down off the left side of the lane, Echenique going under, lays it in. Quick, strong move by Jaime Echenique.
And finally, when the help got there, it was far, far too late.
Echenique tied his career high with 20 points. He was 12 of 14 at the free throw line. 9 rebounds, 4 block shots. The Shockers win that game over South Florida, 65-55. Here's Echenique.
I remember Coach IB say, like, you need to a better percentage on free throw shooting because that will be a better impact in your game, you know? So he said, I think my shooting percent from free throw last year was like 60, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I work really hard and every day to put my free throw percentage up. And then, every time I go to a foul line, I know I can make it.
It was a tie game with 6.5 minutes to go, but the Shocks finished up outscoring the Bulls 20-10 down the stretch for the 10-point win. Here's Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall.
I expected them to be a tough team defensively, so to be able to score 65 and come out with a 10-point win when, you know, we weren't our best, but we were good enough to win against them by 10. That's all I care about.
Shockers win their third in a row, now 20-6 on the season, 11th straight 20-win season for the Shocks under Coach Marshall. Wichita State's next game is on the road at Cincinnati on Sunday at noon. Shockers have dropped their last five matchups with the Bearcats. Want to get that streak done with. Cincinnati is in second place in the conference. Shocks are tied for fourth place. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. The game will tip off at noon Sunday, and that's on 103.7 KEYN. Massive college basketball game tomorrow featuring two of the top three teams in the nation. Third-ranked Kansas visiting number one Baylor. Jayhawks have won 11 in a row. Baylor has won 23 games in a row. Baylor is unbeaten at home this season in Waco, and they did beat the Jayhawks by 12 points in Lawrence. That game was 6 weeks ago. Now the rematch in Waco tomorrow. Live pregame coverage for the Jayhawks at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. The game will tip off at 11 a.m. tomorrow in Waco, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. The Kansas State men trying to snap a six-game losing streak. K-State is home 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, hosting the Texas Longhorns, televised on the CBS Sports Network. College baseball, it's the first home games for Eric Wedge as the new head coach at Wichita State. Shockers host Texas Southern this weekend. 3 o'clock today, 1 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday. Those games at X Stadium. And Friday's and Sunday's games are on Sports Radio KFH. Saturday afternoon's Shocker baseball game is a special one right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. JUCO men's basketball. Butler Community College is on the road at Coffeyville. Butler on a six-game winning streak right now. Regular season finale. Dennis Higgins will have that one at 7 o'clock tomorrow night for the Butler Grizzlies right here on KNSS. The Wichita State women are on the road at Tulsa. That game is at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Steve Strain will have the call of the Shocker Ladies Sunday afternoon right here on KNSS. Indoor soccer, the second-place Wichita Wings are home on Sunday night. In fact, it's the regular season home finale as the Wings host the Fallstown Flyers 7 o'clock Sunday night at Hartman Arena in Park City. And speaking of soccer, interesting weekend coming up. The feature-length documentary God Save the Wings, which is co-directed by Adam Knapp, makes its world premiere tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita, all about the Wichita Wings soccer team from the 1980s. Great subject matter right there. You can get general admission tickets for only $10 in advance. They're $13 day of tomorrow. God Save the Wings, world premiere tomorrow night at the Orpheum. 6:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we'll be taking a look at traffic and weather coming up. We'll also tell you about cyber attack involving the Russians. Guess who? KNSS News Time is 6:23.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.